It's the moleful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And the WWGH Radio Christmas Special Hour number 2 is here, and this is the hour we wait for all year round, because this is the hour we are joined by the big guy, Santa Claus, and he is live in the studio right along with Linda Sims, Angie Evers, Nate Redman, and Jeff Ruth, and we also do our big sing-along. But I am so glad to welcome to the microphones here for hour number 2 of the WWGH Christmas Special 2020, in the pandemic and masked up, he is here. The one and only, the most famous man in the world. We've had some celebrities on this station. Sam Donaldson, Heloise, Eleanor Clift. That's just this week. Pat Carroll. But the most well-known figure, certainly this time of year and maybe all the year round, is a gentleman who sits across from me right now. From the North Pole, the man who has a lot of names. Kris Kringle, Saint Nick, but you probably know him best as Santa Claus. Santa Claus is in the WWGH house. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everybody! You sound a little winded, Santa Claus. Are you okay?
Mrs. Claus made some good cookies this morning.
Did she?
Yes.
What kind of cookies did she make?
My favorite. They are peanut butter.
Really?
Yes.
I heard that wasn't a Christmas cookie.
Peanut butter, yes. Mrs. Claus loves making peanut butter cookies.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. How's right. Mrs. Claus?
She has COVID, but she's doing okay.
Will you stop? She has COVID.
She does
not have COVID.
She's doing okay, though.
Will you? We got a phone call coming, Santa. Put the earphones up to your head. Jeez, Louise. Santa Claus is being naughty. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Santa.
Santa Claus.
He's there. Go ahead.
All right, Santa Claus.
Hello, Santa.
You're old as hell and you're a lot. But give me a minute. I want to, you, on your way back to the North Pole, to stop by and tell Charlie hi, and his family hi, and I know it's a rough time of the year, and so if you can do that for me, and also, I know Charlie likes his nog and his shine. I'm not a fan of either one of them, but I do have a 101, and I am going to Georgetown.
Oh, my gosh. The phone disconnected accidentally there. I don't know what happened. Oh, I'm sorry, caller. The phone accidentally disconnected. Technology. It's one of those things. Santa Claus! Did you understand that, caller?
I think he wants me to go back and tell some people something. But that's all I heard.
Okay. Yeah, with the phones, I think they must have went dead there. Darn it. Well, they're ringing again. Okay, let's hope we can connect the caller again. Caller! Well, caller, are you there?
Well, I'll try again.
Okay, try again.
Anyway, that was. Go by on your way back to the pool. Don't tell me how. Tell his family how. I know it's a rough time of year for him, and I knew he liked his nog and his shine. I'm not a fan of either one of them, but I do have at 101. I'm going to judge him in a little bit. And I hope everybody will remember Tony at least tonight. Thank you.
Well, thank you, caller. We certainly will toast, and we are going to have the annual in Charlie's memory. Of course, we're going to have the eggnog and the moonshine as we head into the Christmas holiday. Maybe, Nate, you can come in for that. That's exciting. That's an exciting day.
Yeah, what day is that?
Christmas Eve morning. You have to come
oh,
in, Linda.
Yeah, I have to.
We're on from 8 to 1 that day,
okay.
And we just drink all the way through. We just drink ourselves nutty on New Year's
Mary.
Eve.
Mary! New Year's Eve or
Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve, yeah.
By the time it's over, you think it's New Year's
Eve.
Yeah,
I bet.
But we'll toast Charlie. That day is in tribute to Charlie because that was something we did with him. And Angie, your mother, Jeannie's out there listening. Now, she pointed out a correction in something that we said in hour number one about the candy, right?
The chocolate-covered cherry.
Yeah, here you go.
The chocolate-covered cherries.
That it is a Christmas, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She said they always used to get her dad chocolate-covered cherries for Christmas.
Oh, very nice.
Christmas was his birthday, too.
Really? He was born on Christmas?
Yep.
How neat. A Christmas baby.
Yep.
The first Noel, as it were.
Yes.
Well, here we go. Brace yourself at home. Santa Claus, you doing okay?
I'm doing wonderful.
You know, when Santa Claus sat down, I hate to point this out, but he had a belt on, and it snapped and took out like 7 microphones. And but we all survived, right,
yeah.
Santa?
Yeah, we all survived, yep.
Yeah, just barely. All right, it's time for the WWGH Glee Club, as we do each and every Christmas. We always open up with the same song. Now, we have a new addition this year, Marshmallow World, so get ready for that. By, who sang that? Darlene Love, I think, was the originator of that song. Here we go. Now, let me just tell you at home right now. This is going to be bad. It's going to be bad because none of us can sing.
Right.
But you just expect that, okay? That's the way it is. So we just, hey, that's how it goes. So here we go. Now, remember, it's like naming people who are in a lineup, so we all know who did this. Linda, Santa Claus, Nate, Angie, myself. Here we go. We open it up with a Bob Hope classic from the Lemon Drop Kid, Silver Bells. Here we go.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time, silly. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring, soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring, soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blinking bright red and green, as the shoppers rush home with the treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch, this is Santa's big day. And above all this bustle, you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, it fills the winter air. It will be Christmas Day.
Santa, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful.
I need an oxygen tank, Santa. Are you okay?
Oh, yes,
right.
I'm fine.
Everybody knows, this is about your buddy, Santa, Rudolph.
Rudolph,
now,
yes.
Sing along to home.
He guides my sled with his big red nose.
Right.
All right.
He makes me jolly.
Oh, man. Okay. Here we go. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Wonderful. Angie, are you singing?
I think we're getting better.
We're coming along.
After all the years.
Okay, well, spell it out this time. We want to hear. Here we go. Now, this is one of the big, we love this one. And this is what we do to all our listening audience out there. Here we go.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yes, everybody enjoy that. Now, this is a little sentimental one. I believe this. Who originated this one? Nate, do you remember who did this one first?
I don't.
This is a very classic one, though.
It is a classic.
Here we go. Number four on our hit list here.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me.
Please
have some snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. Christmas, if only in my dreams, I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams.
Now, I want to let the audience know something right now. What you're hearing is what it sounds like. There's no distortion in this. This is what it actually is supposed to sound like, because we are not professional singers, but we're in the merriment.
Yes. We don't have music either.
No, we don't have music either. Santa, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, son.
Son? What, do you work like for a dude ranch now or something? Son?
Oh, God almighty.
Here we go. This is an easy one. Let's see how bad we can wreck this. Here we go.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. O'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. Ha ha ha, bells on bobtails ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Now, this one I never
did. This is bad. Because every year we try, this is the third year.
Yeah, and this is a hard one.
Because you got to know the tempo of this to get it right,
and
we don't know the tempo. Now, Santa, I know this is one of your favorites.
Oh, really?
It is, son. Okay. I don't know about that.
Okay. Thank you, Father.
Oh, my.
Here we go. What are we doing here? All right. Now, okay, the song is I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas by Gayla Peavy. We will butcher this. There's no doubt about it in my mind. Oh, 3 years running. But let's give it a shot. Does everybody know? Does anybody know the song in here?
Give me a tempo. What they say? A note.
A note?
Yeah.
Well, what's the note
how
on this?
How does the first line start?
There you go. Want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Okay.
Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind to you. He won't have to use a dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what a joy and what a surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Mom says a hippo would eat me up, but then teacher says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our garage. I feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. Can see me now on Christmas morning, creeping down the stairs. Oh, what a joy and what a surprise when I open up my eyes to see my hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. I think that's the best we've ever done with that one.
Not bad.
No! Santa, what do you think?
Oh, that was wonderful, guys. You guys did a wonderful job.
Are you singing along?
I am.
Can you say rhinoceroses?
Rhinoceroses.
There you go. That's good. Well, you know, we're down to 3 songs, and we're only 34 minutes past the hour. We're whipping this out tonight.
Yes, we are.
So if anybody'd like to call in, if you're still listening, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Santa Claus is here, the whole gang. We ended up having some time for phone calls here, 740-383-9944. We're all here. Santa, Linda Sims, Angie Evers, Nate Redmond, myself, we're all here in the Christmas spirit. You can call in and say whatever you want within the FCC guidelines right now. That's the rule. You have to be within the FCC guidelines, 740-383-9944. Now, Nate, we have one new song that we're going to do. We have your favorite, and then we have the one we're going to end on. So let's go to the one that's your favorite. Why is this your favorite? Nate, again, host of Offbeat News and Trivia every Wednesday, 4:10 to 5 p.m. on this station.
Well, I guess I like this song so much because it tells the Christmas story, and it just goes through the whole thing. And then I really like the tune, so I really enjoy just sitting and listening to an instrumental of this song, too, because I'm not familiar with who wrote this song, but whoever wrote the tune to this song, just I think they really did a nice job writing this tune. Now, I'm not good at singing this tune, but I just enjoy listening to instrumental pieces of it, and the words are great too because it tells the Christmas story.
Now, Nate, I'm going to have you introduce this song here in a second, but I want to let the listening audience know John Heimlich and his wife, Mrs. Heimlich, great long-term listeners here of this station, have filled us in. A Christmas carol is about Christ. Christmas songs are about everything. So that's carols versus
very
songs.
Good.
Thank you, John and Carolyn Heimlich,
now
out there listening.
Know.
Devoted listeners, I think, since day one. Thank you, John and Carolyn. All right, Nate, introduce our next hit.
Here we go. It is The First Noel.
Noel, 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 Noel,
the angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. Noel, 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 Noel. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east, behind them far and to the earth. I don't know.
That's the MTV version. Oh, that's the verse we don't know.
Yeah.
They're just a bunch of Noels there. So sing that along at home. Now, here's let me tell you the story behind this since we've got time. We've never added a song. We're down to two. Now, we've never added a song, but what happens was this past July, it was Terry Tacken and Glenn Coble and myself here, and somebody said Marshmallow World, that this is the song by Darlene Love, who's still with us, by the way. She also did Santa Baby, Please Come Home. She's Santa also the original baby performer of that. There you go. So we did this in July, and that's not very good to do this song in July, but here at Christmas it actually fits. So this is a Marshmallow World, first time by the WWGH Glee Club here, Christmas Choir. Now, Linda, do you know this one? Because this has got a tempo of its own, too. Yeah. It's got a unique tempo.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Marshmallow World for the first time on WWGH, making our debut. Here we go.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's a time for play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze. All the world is a snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball. Just for a song, get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar day if it's spring is late. In winter it's a marshmallow world. It's a marshmallow world in the winter when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time to play. It's a whipped cream day. I wait for it the whole year round. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head. It's shining so your nose won't freeze. All the world is your snowball. See how it grows. That's how it goes. Whenever it snows, the world is your snowball. Just for a song, get out and roll it along. It's a yum, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar day, but the spring is late. In winter, it's a marshmallow world.
Well, I think we pulled that off okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Pretty good.
So Santa, now we've got 20 minutes left in one song, so this is what you call filler. Santa, tell me, you're not aware of the Marshmallow World song? You looked a little confused there.
I was not. That's a brand new song that came to me. We don't play that in North Pole.
Really?
No.
What do you play at the North Pole?
You know, we just play snowball fights and stuff up there. We don't play any songs. Matter of fact, we don't even have television up at the North Pole.
Oh, that must be horrible. What do you do all day?
Well, I just eat cookies all day.
It shows.
No, Mrs. Claus, she knows how to cook.
How's she doing?
She's doing wonderful. She's in quarantine.
Will you stop with the quarantine and Mrs. Claus, for the love of God? Let the kiddies know listening that Mrs. Claus is fine.
She's fine. Yes, she's fine, folks. Kids. Yeah, she's fine. She's home baking me some cookies when I get back.
That's good.
Yes.
Yeah, sounds like he could use a few more.
That's right.
So how's Rudolph?
Doing good. He's ready to... We'll be taking off here soon.
What are the other reindeer's name? People always screw this.
Oh, I don't remember. Aren't you old?
Does anybody know the reindeer names?
Yeah, I just gave them. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas.
Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donder, Blitzen. Friesen.
Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, yeah.
COVID. Yeah, sure. Pandemic. This year is a new reindeer in the lineup. He coughs like crazy. Oh, man, we're in the mood now. 2020, folks. We're in a Christmas. Only if you could see. You know, radio paints a picture. And if you could see what I'm looking at, you, I'll tell you. It looks like Santa just robbed a bank. It's what it looks like. Santa's there, and he's got his black mask on. How are you, Santa?
I'm wonderful. I'm doing good.
You look like a bandit. A bandit.
Angie. Well, what do you think of Santa Claus here?
Oh, I think he's great.
Do you want to ask him for anything for Christmas?
What would you like for Christmas, little girl?
An electric blanket.
Oh. All right, I'll see if Mrs. Claus can help me get that for you.
That'd be great.
All right.
Well, that was a touching moment. Brought a tear to my eye. Now ask Linda what she wants for Christmas, Santa.
What would you like for Christmas this year, little girl?
Some fur snow boots, Santa.
All right, I'll see what I can do for you.
Thank you.
God, that sounded a little, like that should be on HBO or something. What was that? Gee whiz. Santa doesn't normally talk like that, does he? I'll see what I can do for you, little girl. Gee whiz. Oh, mercy me.
Oh.
Nate, tell Santa what you want for Christmas.
What would you like for Christmas this year?
Well, Santa, it's like this. I've got pretty much everything I need. But, you know, I would like to have a new gumball machine because I love gumball machines, and I need the gum to go in the gumball machine because my gumball machine's broke. So that's what I need, a new gumball machine.
New gumball.
I'll see what I can do for you, Nate. What about you, Scott? What would you like for Christmas?
You don't want to know, Santa. I don't want to know. Now, anybody who wants to call in and tell Santa, listen, right, this is your shot. We've got 16 minutes left in the show, and our last song only takes a couple minutes.
Right.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Santa's here, and he's charged up.
I am. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Now, Santa, what do you take on Christmas night with you as you go around the world?
Well, I have the presents in my bag and, you know, all my reindeers. And my GPS.
Oh, your GPS?
Yes, we have a GPS now. We were upgraded in the world.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yes.
I was saying, do you take any food with you that night? Because, you know, the kids leave the milk and cookies. What's your favorite type of cookie?
Oh, it's peanut butter. Peanut butter cookies.
What about the sugar cookies that all the kids cook?
Oh, I'm a diabetic. I can't have those.
Oh, you Oh, Lord. Santa takes his insulin shots with him on Christmas Eve. Not a diabetic Santa Claus.
Yes.
I swear, next year we're having a rehearsal for this thing. Santa.
That'll take all the fun out of it.
As if peanut butter cookies are not made with sugar. I mean, what?
Oh, no, it's you can make peanut butter without sugar.
Can you?
Yes.
What do you use instead?
Splenda.
Okay, well, those are good. Wonderful. So you take some peanut butter cookies with you. What kind of milk do you like?
Oh, I like chocolate milk.
But you're diabetic.
Oh, yes. I get the carb chocolate milk.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
But the kiddies don't leave you carb chocolate milk.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I save up all year round to have all that.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you like the 2% or the skim?
I like the 2%.
That's good to hear. That's good. Santa, you're jolly and you're in the Christmas spirit. You know, it must be a wonderful time of year for you.
Oh, it sure is. This is the happiest time of year to make the kids excited to wake up Christmas morning and get all their presents underneath their tree.
Now, do you like a white tree or a real tree or a fake tree? What do you like?
I like it all.
That's good to hear.
Yes.
So, what's your favorite? You don't hear listen to music at the Christmas North Pole,
no,
right?
Oh, no, I'm too busy. I got to keep my elves cranking the toys and stuff out.
So, how are the elves as employees?
They're doing good. They're busy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So what do you do the other 11 months of the year?
Oh, I just sat there and talked to Mrs. Claus.
About what?
Oh, we just read the newspaper and sat by the fire.
How long have you two been married now?
Oh, gosh. 500 years.
500 years. Man, that's a long time.
Oh, yes.
Yes. What keeps a marriage like that going strong for 500 years?
Oh, you know, it's just communication.
It's good to hear.
Yeah.
You and she communicate.
Yes.
Well, that's good. That's a nice secret. Angie, what do you think of these marriage tips from Santa Claus? Married 500 years.
Well, you know, I think communication is definitely a big key in keeping a marriage together. Definitely. Especially for 500 years.
500 years. What do you talk about after 500 years?
Oh, you know, we talk about a little bit of everything. You know, she makes different kind of cookies every day and keeps me jolly.
Well, maybe that's how you ended up as a diabetic. Cookies every day. Linda, what do you think?
About the long marriage?
Yes, about the long...
It's definitely epic. It's definitely
oh, 500
that.
Years.
Yes,
my
epic.
Word.
And not only that, you know, that they haven't got tired of looking at each other. That's a good thing. Haven't got tired of talking to each other. That's an excellent thing,
yes,
right?
That's right.
Right.
We haven't really been in their home, though.
No, we haven't, have we?
No. Do you like candy canes?
I do. I have special main ones.
Why?
Because Mrs. Claus likes to make them.
Oh, good. Good, yes. Good. That's wonderful of the year.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great time of year because, you know, it was snowing earlier on when we came up here. I don't think that's ever happened on a Christmas special.
No. I made it happen. Magic. I have the powers.
Okay. Make sure you get
I have to make
Christmas
sure my I brought my sleigh here. I got to have snow for sleigh.
What have you done the other years? The taxi cab?
I flew it in a helicopter.
Okay, well, that's good to know. The WWGH News Chopper?
Yes, News Chopper.
It's up on the roof of this building. Have you ever seen it?
I did.
Is it, okay, you'll be definitive here. Is it poinsettia or poinsettia or ponset?
It's poinsettia.
That's not true. You don't even have any of those at the North Pole.
Oh, yes, we do. We eat them.
Oh, you eat them. Okay. Well, that's good.
We put them in our salad.
You have salad up there with poinsettias.
Yes.
What kind of dressing?
Oh, ranch.
Oh, good. Well, that's delicious. Recipes with Santa Claus here, only on WWGH Radio. Nate, what do you think of this diet of a poinsettia salad and ranch dressing?
Well, I thought poinsettias were poisonous myself, but maybe that's I might be mistaken.
I think it's a wives' tale.
Is that a wives' tale?
They are bad for animals, I understand.
Okay, but they're okay for humans, and they make great salad.
Yes.
I will have to pop one of those in my salad. Well, I gave my poinsettia away to my father-in-law because I was killing it. I think I overwatered it. And,
that's you can't overwater.
Nope, can't overwater, and I believe I was overwatering it. So I gave it to him to try to keep it alive.
Yeah, well, you cannot overwater, and you cannot underwater.
Oh, man, then I'm not the person to give a plant to because I will kill it.
Oh, it's tough, those poinsettias. Heloise went out and told me today she bought all phony poinsettias.
Oh, there's an idea.
You only have to buy those once.
Yeah.
And they're out all year round. You have any questions for Santa?
Well, Santa, I do have one question. How do you make your sleigh go in a straight line just besides the range, you know? Your GPS help you do that?
Yes, my GPS helps me, and, you know, Rudolph is pretty smart.
Oh, I imagine he is. Do you and Rudolph ever get into any arguments?
You know, sometimes I have to make his red nose redder sometimes, you know.
Oh, well, you okay.
Oh, Lord
in
heaven. I was going to ask you how you did that, but you told me, so that's great. Yeah. And the rest of the reindeer are pretty cooperative?
Yeah, they're pretty cooperative.
You're going to get your license taken away.
I was just wondering, you know, dealing with the multiple personalities like that, how you did it.
Yeah, it's, you know, it comes and goes.
It comes and goes. Okay.
Yeah. That's how me and Mrs. Claus get along so well.
What, you pop her in the nose?
Hey! No. She would beat me up. Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah. You know, you're going to get the PETA people on you. You keep this up.
They'll come throw paint on you. Those PETA people don't play around, Linda.
I bet.
Yeah. What does PETA stand for?
I'm not sure. We don't have that in North Pole.
You will soon. You keep popping Rudolph in the nose. They'll be up there quick. Well, Santa, it's wonderful to see you.
Thank you.
We only get to see you once a year. It's not enough.
No, I'll be back next year.
What are your plans for 2021?
Got to go back and get started for the next year.
So what do you do on New Year's Eve? We always know what you're doing on Christmas Eve. What do you do a week later?
I just step back and drink some beer. And watch the ball drop. We have a ball drop there in, up in the North Pole, too, you know.
Okay. What about New York City this year? 2021, Santa? Are they going to be...
He said he has a beer. Did you understand
ball
that?
Ball drop?
do you understand what the man said to Santa
yes,
Claus?
I heard him.
Did anybody hear that but me? Okay, yeah, what about the ball drop in New York City there, Santa?
New Year's Eve, I think.
You have a couple beers before you came in tonight?
There's nothing wrong with Santa has a beer every so often with a cookie.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that at all.
No.
Oh, we like a Santa who's toasted on Christmas Day. Why not? Now, Linda, you were talking about the ball.
Yeah, coming down New York City, New Year's Eve.
Oh, I don't think that's going to be happening.
I don't either.
I think they'll probably drop the ball, but nobody will be down there.
It's almost like New York City has died.
Yeah, it's sad.
It is sad.
You know the famous 21 Club went out of business? Isn't that a shame?
Wow.
All those years open. Well, it's the way it goes.
Happy New Year.
What's the number one gift? I know this. Do you know what the number one gift this is here, Santa?
Number one gift for a boy or a girl?
Kids all around.
Oh, you know, there's tons of them on the way. What is it this year?
The Switch.
The Switch. That's the Nintendo Switch.
Yes.
You know, my elves are making those right now.
Are they?
Yes. I was wondering why in the U.S. is so popular.
It's not popular in other countries of the world?
Not right now. No, not North Pole. It's the Tinko Toy.
Tinko Toy. Yeah. Well, what's it like in other countries? You consider the North Pole another country?
No, I mean, it's just another continent, yes.
Yes, sure.
Yeah.
Now, what's the other countries like when you're flying over on Christmas?
Pretty dead.
Dead?
Yeah.
What about, like, China?
I'm staying away from that place this year.
Yeah. Kids will be glad to hear that.
Yeah.
What about Russia?
Russia. Yeah, no. I don't want to... Putin's not getting anything from me this year.
Okay, that's good.
Up a coal.
Yeah. Canada.
Canada, yeah, I dropped some presents down that way.
Mexico.
Yes.
You're very enthusiastic about it.
Maybe that. I'll drop them some clean water down there.
That's nice of you, Santa.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Give us a big Merry Christmas ho, ho, ho.
Ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
That's nice. All right, now we're in the final stretch here. Now, we're not going to sing yet. Now, as we do every year, everybody's going to give a little message as to what they want everybody in our listening audience to do for Christmas. You know, it's a week away now. Nate, to our listening audience, what do you want to say to them for the big Christmas holiday?
Well, I just want each and every one of our listeners out there to just enjoy the holiday season. I hope that all the folks out there get together with some friends and family. I know it's a little hard with the virus and everything going on, but I hope you get to get together with somebody on Christmas, and you take a moment to just sit back and enjoy the season and just reflect on what it's all about, and sit by the Christmas tree and maybe enjoy a few presents and enjoy a good meal on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. And just from my family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas and all of us here at WWGH.
Linda, you've been here for all seven of these. What do you want to say to our audience?
I would like to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. We're going to hope for the best, but brace ourselves. Thank you for listening to my shows. Thank you for supporting me. It's been a very nice pleasant, happy, blessed 7 years.
And to many more.
And on the air. Amen. Amen. I enjoy it. I love you. And I thank you, each and every one of you. Merry Christmas.
Angie, your first year here with us. What do you want to say to the listening audience for Christmas?
Hope everybody has a Merry Christmas. And I don't know.
Think for a second, because we got a call coming, and we'll take one call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. Nate, same day for you. I will try to talk to you later on. And enjoy yourself and be careful going home.
All right. Merry Christmas, Bob. There you go, Bob Austin, one of our. Now, Angie, back to your Christmas salutations.
You know, I want everybody to have a good, peaceful, Merry Christmas, and I like to make sure that, I don't know, everybody is well, and they have a good time.
Santa Claus!
Ho, 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 ho! Oh, yes, Scott. You know, this has been a bad year, I heard, over in the United States. Let's hope everything gets better here. And I just wish everybody out there Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And don't forget to leave your cookies out in milk, because I'm hungry.
Gee, it's kind of scary. Kind of a threat.
There.
Leave those milk and cookies out. Do that again. I'm hungry. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, and I want to wish all the listeners out there a very, 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 very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. Because you know something? Christmas is about families. And I think Nate said it earlier on, and I think it's absolutely true. This has always been a family here at WWGH. It continues to be a family. 7 years have flown by like nobody's business, like the blink of an eye. And we will continue to keep Christmas and really the spirit of this station in our heart all year round. We have fun. We enjoy each other. There's not two people here who don't like each other at this station. And that is a miracle in and of itself, that this many people can get together and enjoy each other. So have the most wonderful Christmas in any way you celebrate. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And now the final number for all 7 years that we do here at WWGH Radio. Mel Torme wrote this song in like 30 minutes. It's one of the standards. Here we go.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
For Nate and Angie and Linda and all our absentee friends, Pastor Whitaker, Terry Tackett, Adam Lepp, Mike Wilson, Glenn Coble, we miss you all. We'll be back next year with the Christmas Special 8. Hopefully we'll all be in the studio again, Mary Ellen Withrow. Of course, we dedicate this program to Charlie Evers and his memory and all the fun we had with him over the years. And you know what? Santa Claus, you got anything to say before we wrap her up?
Oh, you know, I just want to wish everybody safe and a happy Merry Christmas and a New Year. And I'll be around to give all the presents to all the children.
For all of us here at WWGH Radio, Merry Christmas from our family to your family, and to all, a good night.